This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. During the next 4 minutes, I think you'll find a word of encouragement and inspiration for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Today, we will look beneath a verse from the book of Proverbs to find nuggets of knowledge that are clustered there like sparkling gems, just waiting to be discovered and claimed for our very own. For the next 4 minutes, let's concentrate not on the shallow, ever-changing ideas of men, but on the ancient, unchanging wisdom of God. Today's passage, Proverbs chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. In this passage, we are taught another aspect of the wisdom of God. It has power to preserve and protect those whose lives are governed by it. That is the key. It must enter into our hearts, which is the picture of a life that is subject to the will of God. When He is on the throne of our hearts, our lives are under His control. As our Lord and Master, He will protect and preserve that which is His own. When wisdom enters into our souls, it is like lemon juice and sugar being added to water. The color is changed. The taste is different. It is tangy and refreshing. It is diffused throughout the entire glass or pitcher. It sort of takes over. But this verse takes it a step further. It speaks of the soul that gladly acknowledges a new master. It does not look upon submission to the will of God as bondage, but as the highest, best, and most pleasant experience in life. The psalmist said, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth." The practice of obedience to God is not work that has to be done, but an experience that is entered into with joy and delight. In a previous verse, we saw that God keeps the way of His saints. There is a special word that is used to refer to those who worship Him with all their hearts and souls, who hold nothing back of their lives and affections, and from whom nothing that God commands is too great. The tribe of Levi were those who were commended because they kept God's word and observed His covenant. They were dedicated and devoted to God. The worth of God's wisdom in the soul is immeasurable. It keeps us from the path of sin, which is the road to ruin. Therefore, it is of far more value than the wealth of the world. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? It does two things. First of all, it gives us positive guidance in the way of virtue and truth. That in itself is a remarkable thing in a world filled with sin and error. Secondly, it arms us against the temptations and sins which beset us on every hand. The psalmist said, "Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips have I kept me from the paths of the destroyer." Wisdom is an armor of defense against the fiery darts of the devil, the corruption of our own flesh, and the allurements of the world. The Bible says, "Wisdom is better than strength, and wisdom is better than weapons of war." But remember, it must sink down into our hearts and permeate our souls. If the wisdom of God is merely kept in the mind as an interesting fact or curiosity, it will do little good. It is given to inflame our spirits, to follow God and guide our wills in the path of truth. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.
If you'd like some practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to the Navigator's Devotional Guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, Daily Walk provides a helpful guide for your private or family devotions, plus practical insights from each day's Bible reading. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. And ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.